Thank you so very much for coming to the class, and I hope that I am able to enlighten you and empower you with some knowledge. And I ask the Spirit to be with me today, so I apologize, because when I do that, I start crying. And so, but to enlighten you and to maybe able to help your lives a little bit, to deal with some of the common ailments that we deal with in life, and just to bless your lives with the way that the essential oils have for me. Now, I do have a disclaimer that I want to say, and I want to apologize at the very beginning. I give several different presentations several times a week. I am with doTERRA. It's a company that has very high quality essential oils. I am not here to promote this business, none whatsoever. But in the process of going through, that word might slip out. And if it does, I apologize in advance. So, we are all here to learn biblical basis of why we're here, what we do, how to do it, and things along that line. And I wanted to also tie the essential oils into scriptures also. There are, and please forgive me, I'm going to read this to you. There are 200 references to aromatic incense and ointments throughout the Old and New Testaments. Aromatics such as frankincense, myrrh, cinnamon, cassia, rosemary, hyssops, and spikenard were used for anointing and healing of the sick. In Exodus, the Lord gave this recipe to Moses for holy anointing oil. The Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Take thou also unto thee principal spices of pure myrrh, of sweet cinnamon, of sweet calamus, of cassia, and of olive, and thou shalt make it an oil of holy anointment, an anointment compound after the art of the apothecary, and it shall be a holy anointing oil. Exodus 30:22-25. So you can see several of these oils were used way, 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 way back when. This is not a New Age era thing. Then there were the Magi from the East who brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the Christ child. Now, clinical researches now show that frankincense and myrrh are two of the most powerful immune-stimulating substances available. It contains very high amounts of immune-stimulating properties. Perhaps the Magi were wise in ways beyond our own knowledge now. Oh. So, just a little, I thought this was very neat to talk about this, about what the significance were for the gifts that they brought to Yeshua, the Christ child, and why they brought them these gifts. And so frankincense and myrrh, like gold, were very, very valuable items at that time. They would steal the oils before they would food or anything else because of the value of them and the properties. Now, gold represents the sovereign dominion, the royalty, as in King Yeshua. In Daniel 2:38, the image had a head of gold and symbolized the king. Now, from Wikipedia, which is our source of all information, right? Frankincense in the Old Testament was part of temple rites. The aroma of frankincense is said to represent life of Judaic, Christian, and Islamic faiths, and have often used frankincense mixed with oils to anoint newborn infants and individuals considering to be moving into a new phase in their spiritualities. Now, also from Wikipedia, myrrh uses are similar to those of frankincense, with which are often combined in decoctions, liniments, and incense. Myrrh is one of the most effective of all known disinfectants. The myrrh represents his sacrificial death, his purpose to die for our sins. John 19:39, myrrh was used to anoint the dead bodies of the burial. And I just remembered that I forgot to change shoes. I know. There, now I can teach much better.
You look a little taller.
Thanks. So, now, it's not exactly known that but there are two different theories. Two of the most common theories are, why did they give him these certain ones? And that they are all gifts commonly given to a king. And Yeshua was the king. And myrrh, being common anointing oil, frankincense a perfume, and gold as a valuable. They are also prophetic. Gold is a symbol of kingship on earth. Frankincense and incense as a symbol of priesthood, and myrrh and embalming oil as the symbol of death. As to their symbolism, gold symbolizes virtue, frankincense prayer, and myrrh suffering. And so, interestingly, the number of wise men is never mentioned in the Bible, but neither are the total numbers of gifts that was brought to the Christ child. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh may have been among other gifts that were common and useful, but not as highly symbolic to Matthew when he wrote his account. So, just a little history about the oils, how they were used in the scriptures, the different rays. Come on in. I need you to be passing that out, and I need you to be passing out those. Does anybody need a pen? Does everybody have pens? Okay. Here's some pens also, if anybody needs a... Can you pass those out for me? Thanks. Okay, so, with that all aside, so, this is a list of just a few of the scriptures. Like I stated, there's over 200 scripture references of oils. So I just wanted to throw up there, you know, the different ones. I think I put cassia, cinnamon, frankincense, and myrrh. And there's so very, very many more, but just kind of gives you an idea of all the many scriptures that they are in. So, today I want to show you guys, tell you, inspire you, what are essential oils and also how do I use them. So, what are essential oils? Does anybody know what this picture right here is? Can anybody tell me this? First of all, who has heard about essential oils? Who uses essential oils? Who has used essential oils over a year? Awesome. Great. So does anybody know what that picture is?
The other one looks like mint.
She got the first picture. It is peppermint. The second picture is a microscopic picture of that mint leaf. These little things. My has a little red button, but these spikes coming out are actually the hair follicles on the peppermint, and then the little green sacs is actually the essential oil sac. So this is the lifeblood of the plant. This is what protects it. This is what, these are extracts from the plants. It's what protects the plants. It keeps it healthy. It keeps it from predators. It keeps it from bacteria, viruses, and just keeps it really healthy. So when we pull those off of those plants, use them on ourselves, they do the exact same thing. They protect us, and they help us. They are also 50 to 70 times more powerful than the herbs itself. So a lot of people says, hey, I'll just drink peppermint tea. Well, if you want to drink 28 cups of peppermint tea to my one drop of oil, go for it. I like peppermint tea too, but I don't know if I like it quite that much. So, this is peppermint, and we get to play with it. I want you to put just a little drop right here. It might take a while to get around, and I want you to lick it.
Lick it gently.
My husband will warn you on that. Okay. Peppermint is amazing. It's straight peppermint. Let me start over here with... And I have more if that's not enough. Peppermint's amazing. First thing peppermint does, it keeps you alert. As soon as you use that, I know nobody will fall asleep in my class. How many have heard use peppermint on babies' tummies when their tummy gets upset? It's great for nausea. It's great for sickness. It's great for digestive issues. If you bloat, if you have gas issues, peppermint is wonderful. First thing in the morning to take 2, 3, 4 drops of peppermint, put it in some water, maybe 2 ounces of water, swig it right down. In 5 minutes, you're good to go. Babies that have fevers, adults that have fevers, if you rub it on the back of your neck, peppermint's a hot oil. I always recommend putting it in some kind of carrier oil. We use fractionated coconut oil. I would use probably half and half. Put it on the back of the neck, along the spine. Your fever will be gone. Amazing. I'm getting there. Tell me again.
Keeps you awake while you're driving.
Keeps you awake while you're driving, yes. I used it 3 times on the way back from Oklahoma, and that's all I needed it for. I didn't have to use any caffeine. Increases alertness and focus by, and actually those need to be switched around. It actually increases the oxygen absorption, which then increases the alertness and focus. Now, it also, I was flying back from Salt Lake and flying into Phoenix. I love to fly. I hate to land. First of all, I'm always afraid that those wheels are just going to fall out from underneath the plane. But they also, my ears just, I'm in tears 9 times out of 10 by the time I get down to the ground because my ears hurt so very bad. So on the plane, all I had was Melaleuca and peppermint. And so I took peppermint and I rubbed it. Tell me again.
Random stuff, and do you have any more books or those things? Do you have any more books anyway?
We only got halfway around the room.
With the little papers?
With all of them. With those phones.
My printer's right there.
Sorry.
That's why I brought it. Thanks. Do you have one of those color sheets? Do you have one of the color sheets, the papers? Can I borrow somebody's oil sheet? Nope, the oil sheet.
We don't have one.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. And so I rubbed a little bit behind my ear and a little bit right in front of my ear. I also, by the time I put the lid on the bottle and put it in there, the pain had stopped. I also had another leg from Phoenix into Kansas City, and I... About 10 minutes after I got home, I went, oh, wow, my ears didn't hurt when I landed. And so there's another one. Headaches. You rub it on your temples. Rub it far away from your eyes on your temples, or your eyes will be watering. But you can rub it on the base of your skull. It works great there, too, for headaches.
Should we be writing on this counter? Are you going to give us something?
I'm not.
So we need to ride.
But actually, I do have another handout that will be that just has, it's a reference card. Okay. It has a lot of what you can do with the oils. So I will have that. And then whatever you guys, I'm here for the rest of the Sukkot. And so if you guys come, we're the white sukkah in the campgrounds. My husband so graciously built me this year. And you can always come, and I can print out whatever you want. I did bring my printer. So, okay. Now, natural alternatives versus synthetic drugs. First of all, let's take lavender, for instance. Lavender has 200 compounds in its oil. So there's a compound for burns. Heal burns. It'll heal cuts. It will help with eczema. It will... tell me again.
Kill bacteria.
It kills bacteria. It relaxes you. It calms you down. It all these different arrays. So the medical field goes, oh, wow, that's cool. Here, I'll take out this one compound, bring it back to my lab, and I am going to synthetically reproduce it. And they have done that, and they've done very well. They did that for two reasons. First, you cannot patent a natural product. Two, it's cheaper if they just pull that compound out. It's cheaper for them. It's very costly for us because now we have side effects. And that's where we get the side effects of all of our synthetic drugs. It's because when God created these, He put them in, and every one of these compounds worked together. There's no such thing as side effects with essential oils. There might be sensitivity, but there's absolutely no side effects with essential oils. And that's why, because they all work together. Also, there's no protein in essential oils, another reason that you cannot have side effects with essential oils. So wonderful, wonderful to use. I discussed that.
Only if they interact with something you have in your skin, like if you've been using creams or something, they can't interact with that.
Very much the sensitivity, yeah. Right, very much so. Yes, sir.
Lavender is also, it's not only antibacterial, it's antifungal and antiviral.
You bet it is. You bet it is. So, and this is just an alarming statistic, and I think this is very low. Very, very low. Another one. Do you know what the number one addiction, what group of people have the most prescribed addiction? Right, but what group of people? It's women. Women age 30 to age 45. Do you know the second? Our preschool children. Our preschool children. And our preschool children are addicted to sleep medication because of all the ADHD medicine that they are on. And that breaks my heart. So, lavender. Let's talk a little bit about lavender. Lavender heals burns. So, I had a friend of mine. You can rub it, sniff it, whatever you want to do to it. I had a friend of mine that had the gall to get up and leave and move 4 hours away about 4 years ago. And she called me and she says, "Hey, Elisa, I'm going to be in Platte City." And I'm like, "Yay." She says, "I'm going to have an essential oils class." And I was like, "Oh, okay." She says, "I want you to come." And I said, "Of course I'll come. I'll come and support you." I said, "But don't expect much. I have no desire to walk around and carry a little bottle and sniff it to feel good. I don't have that time in my life." So she gave me some oil. Now, my husband, I know this is very hard for y'all to believe, but my husband and I are bikers. And we love to bike. And if you've met my husband, Mr. Do-Rag over here. And so my son calls me up and says, "Mom, I want you to come on a bike run with us." And I was like, "Okay." This Saturday, I was like, "Son, it's going to be 105 degrees outside." And he goes, "But it's really for a good cause." And I was like, "All right. What time's it start? How early do we need to be there?" He says, "It starts at 12:30. And I'm like, "Holy cow, we're going to be out in the heat of the day?" And so we went. Now, she gave me peppermint. I love the heat. This has been the most awesome summer ever. But but with that, my body doesn't like the heat. And so after I'm out in the heat for a couple of hours, I start developing a headache. If I'm out a little bit farther, I start getting sick. And the next day, it feels like every molecule of energy has been sucked out of me. So I took and I drank peppermint in my water to stay cool. By the time we got to where we're going, thank you, I didn't have a headache, but Andrew did, my son. By the time we got home, Andrew hasn't even made it home. He's throwing up. I've still yet to get a headache. And I'm thinking, "Oh, I don't know. I don't know." Well, I had taken also this bottle, this little bottle right here, and I had misted my body with peppermint. This is the most cooling, awesome feeling ever. Okay? Wore a tank top, biker style. And when I got home, do you know what water and oil and sun does for 5 hours? I was blistered. Blistered to the max. I was just one red blister. So I went in, took a shower, and between my husband and I, we put lavender all over. And I mean, we was like really putting it on good. The next morning I woke up and I was totally tan. Burn was gone. Totally, totally gone. And so I started going, okay, there might actually be something to this. Then, I got a testimony very quick because I'm kind of abusive to my body. So I'm cutting peaches, right? Slice my finger, clear down to the bone. My son's like, "Come on, let's go to the hospital. You gotta get stitches." I'm like, "I have no desire to pay $150 for stitches. It'll be fine. I'm 5 years old, and it doesn't matter whether or not there's a scar on the end of my finger or not." So we took and put lavender and then layered it with Melaleuca, covered it up in the bandage. The next day I thought, "Oh, I'm just going to have to peel this bandage off because everything's stuck." And it came right off. And my finger was completely clean. So I layered it with lavender and then with Melaleuca again, put a band-aid on, did the third day. Fourth day I took it off, my finger was healed. Now then, I started getting passionate about the oils. And once I got passionate about the oils, now I get to travel everywhere and share with everybody else this amazing, amazing gift that God has given us. Okay, another thing. My daughter has allergies. She started using, she actually drinks lavender, and her allergies are gone. At night, you got babies running around, don't want to go to bed? Lavender on the bottom of the feet. It's wonderful. Okay, so let's talk about some grades of essential oils. Yes, ma'am?
Remind me that you can't drink all essential oils.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
That's right.
Most of them you can.
You're right. So, grades of essential oils. So the big purple one right here, that's synthetic. Everybody has used an essential oil today. You took a shower. Well, I hope you took a shower. You use soap, your perfumes, just anything that smells in your candles, all of this. These have oils in them. They smell good, but they have absolutely no therapeutic value whatsoever. Next is the green. That's our food grade. That would be our vanilla extract, our almond extract, our olive oil, all of this. Again, it tastes really good, but it has absolutely no therapeutic value. Then we have therapeutic grade here in the purple. Now, this is the ones that you can go to the health food store and they say, 100% pure.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there is no regulations on oils right now. I don't know if there eventually will be. I hope the FDA doesn't get involved because you know what happens then. But be careful of your 100%. I have always been allergic to lavender, so I thought. It stunk, I didn't like it, and I never used it because I always had these reactions to it. Come to find out, I wasn't allergic to the lavender. I was allergic to the ragweed that was in the lavender. Okay? Then there is certified pure therapeutic grade oil. This is the oil that I use. And you'll look on your bottles and you'll see these. These oils are verified pure. People ask me, are they organic? No, they're beyond organic. They are free of pesticides. You need to make sure that they're free of pesticides. They're free of fillers. We source from the origins of the plants. We go to Italy and get lavender. We go to Oman and get our frankincense. So they're pure. Then they're third-party tested for potency and purity. They have to reach a certain standard for the potency, and if they're not pure, they're kicked out. So make sure, if I, on all of these, and I'm going to use this word, on certified pure therapeutic grade, make sure you get these oils that are very, very pure before you start drinking them. Because if not, you're going to hurt yourself. Don't go to Hobby Lobby and get lavender and expect to drink it. It's not going to work. In fact, 9 times out of 10, it will say on the bottle, do not use. Now, here's one that I got, Crafty Bubbles. And it says, do not use directly on skin, avoid contact with eyes, keep out of reach for external use only. Do not use on skin for external use only. Now, where's the lavender at? It's really cool to smell this one and then to smell this lavender. You'll be amazed at the difference of the smells. And you're more than welcome to come up. I'm not going to take time to do that right now. But you're more than welcome to come up and use it later to see the difference. Okay, moving on. Frankincense. Oh, I love frankincense. Frankincense is from Oman. It's from the Oman tree. I love frankincense. And the reason I like frankincense is because we lived in northwest Oklahoma. And we had tornadoes. And I had frankincense in here. I'm not seeing it. I thought I had another bottle of frankincense. I might not. So I have a big bottle of frankincense. I apologize. Here it is. No, I'm just overlooking it. And so I got that free at convention, by the way. The doctor that puts all of our blends together was there. I got to see him. And afterwards, he had given away one and kind of teased with this one. So I went up and asked if I could have my picture taken with him. And he graciously said yes. And I said, well, now since you had the honor of taking my picture with me, I think you should give me your bottle of frankincense. And so he did. So these are all the things that frankincense can do. Frankincense is amazing on poison ivy. It actually dries it up. Again, we're talking about all the different molecules that are in there that works together. Put it on around your eyes, down at the bottom, around the top here. Helps great with eyesight. I've heard amazing stories on that. Now on to, we have a blend, it's called Balance. And Balance has different oils in it. This man got off the airplane, very lethargic, and this is what his blood cells looked like when he started. After 30 seconds, they tested his blood again after applying one drop of a Balance. And this is what it looked like then, free-flowing, moving everywhere. Just totally oxygenated the cells. Now, Balance has spruce, rosewood, frankincense, blue tansy, and then it's in a base of fractionated coconut oil. This is really fun. What I want you to do, you got to pay really good attention to this, is I want you to put one drop right here. It's a thick oil, so it's slow. And I want you to rub it in this area right here. Okay? Don't use the other hand, just on this one.
What is that?
This is Balance.
Use it on your right hand?
Whichever one you want to put it on. Just on one side, okay? Don't use it on the other arm, just only on one side. And I want to show you the cool thing on Balance. We'll move on. Okay, now, one drop of oil can service every single cell in your body in about 20 seconds. Okay?
Of any oil or just
any oil? This is all the neat things that Balance does. And like I said, this is a blend. They've had major, major breakthroughs with Lou Gehrig's disease. Oh, I wanted to back up just a second. Frankincense. Frankincense and sandalwood are the two oils that can break the blood-brain barrier, if anybody understands the blood-brain barrier. Frankincense and sandalwood. Our cells in all of our body, except for our brain, has an opening to them that food and oxygen can go in and out of, okay? So this is our regular cell. This is the blood-brain barrier cell, okay? These are our brain cells because we don't want stuff getting in there to cause encephalitis or other things in the brain. Very, very small opening. Frankincense and sandalwood are the only two that can get in that blood-brain barrier, can kill viruses in the blood-brain barrier that can get in there. It also is amazing for dementia, Alzheimer's, migraines, things along that line. Seen major awesome results with that.
Where
okay.
Did you apply it?
I will get into the applying parts, but for frankincense, I would apply it right here. It's just a vast amount of nerves that go straight to the brain. I would use it here, also on the carotids. I would use it, and then I'd use it up in the temple area. It's also drinkable. Okay. Tell me again. I can't take him anywhere. So, back to science class. How am I doing on time?
Hello, what are you doing?
11:14. Oh, we still have 30 minutes. Sweet. Okay, we might even have questions. Okay, so back to science class. So this is a cell. Bacteria cannot live on the inside of a cell. That's why we have antibiotics. Antibiotics kills bacteria, but then we go and we're hacking and coughing and we feel like we've just been run over by a Mack truck. We go to the doctor and they say, I'm sorry, we can't do anything for you. Go home, drink your chicken noodle soup, take lots of liquids, and the virus will eventually go away. Right? Essential oils. is able to go through the membrane of the cell and will kill and keep from the virus mutating and continue on going. So that is awesome. I love about viruses. I first got here. I had a major cold. No, I didn't. I got here. I woke up and I had a really, really sore throat. And I was able to use the Breathe. We'll show that. We'll get to play with that here in a minute. And the next day I was fine. I love to sleep with it. I can't tell you that part yet. So, essential oils. This is my grandson. This is Giovanni. He's here at the feast with us. And this is at his third birthday. Giovanni suffers from asthma. He was diagnosed, even though it's not allowed, at 3 months with asthma, and we had him on a nebulizer with a little mask at 3 months old. He's also dealt with a lot of ear infections because of his small little teeny tiny eustachian tubes. So we would take him to the doctor, and our doctor visits is somewhere between $15 and $75. Anybody can relate to this? Then they'd have to give us a prescription, and the prescription ran between $15 and $50. And so by the time we got done with this little guy and his infection, it was between $30 and $125. Now, how many times have we had the infection? And 10 days later, after we take the antibiotics, about another week later, now we're getting sick again. Because antibiotics go in and they kill every bacteria you have in your body. Then you get an overgrowth of Candida. Yes. Candida. And Candida can wreak havoc on the body. So, and then 9 times out of 10, you've just knocked your immune system in the dirt. So the next little bug that comes along, guess who's getting it? So we decided, let's try this instead. So he gets the ear infection. We put Melaleuca on a little cotton ball, and we stick it inside, just inside his ear right here, for 10 minutes, 3 times a day. Melaleuca costs 8 cents a drop. Okay, he says put 2 drops on there. And we end up paying 48 cents for our ear infection. Now, the cool thing about this is the antibiotic took how many days? 10 days. And hopefully you're over it by then. Melaleuca took 24 hours. And he was good to go. No, you leave the cotton ball in for 10 minutes 3 times a day. Okay? Because I guarantee you, my little guy at age 4, there's no way it's staying in that long. Okay, so Melaleuca. Take 3 to 4 drops. Anybody have school-aged children? Anybody deal with the bugs with school-aged children that come home? Put 3 or 4 drops in your shampoo. It's great for itchy scalp. You'll never have lice for the kids that have to go to school. It's great for acne, other skin ailments. Like I said, I put lavender, then Melaleuca on it. Melaleuca kills bacteria, viruses, mold, fungus, any other nasty thing you don't want. Great for athletes and fungus on their feet. Toenail fungus, you can put it on top and just right inside, you'll get rid of your toenail fungus. It's a great cold sore remedy. I do not like Melaleuca because it smells like... So I don't like the smell of Melaleuca. I don't like the taste of Melaleuca. But it's great for sores on the inside of my mouth. Frankincense? The balance? Where's the balance at? Okay, it's still going. So it's wonderful. Cold sores used to last. Yes, ma'am.
Is tea tree oil the
same thing as Melaleuca? Melaleuca is tea tree oil. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Now, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of different kinds of Melaleuca or tea tree oil. Ours is sourced from Austria, which is the strongest anti-anything. So, what'd I say?
Australia.
Thanks. I'm glad you guys are here for me. So, now let's talk about questions.
Yeah. Did you say Melaleuca is tea tree oil?
It's tea tree oil, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why it stinks so bad.
Oh, yeah. Good to think.
I got a better one. It tastes much better. I used to, and I did that. I'm definitely not a fluoride person, obviously. We've been on this track for, 10 years. I don't know if anybody, you guys read my bio. I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia and COPD 2 years ago. And so I had got to the point to where I just did not function. And between the oils and my diet, I was able to literally be undiagnosed with both of them. Well, and Ad and I. Ed and I had a lot to do with that too. And so I have been on this health quest, and I continue to learn and grow, and the oils have just become just a major, huge, gigantic part to where now we don't have to do any synthetic. You know, we stay pretty much raw, vegan for the most part. Yes, you guys did see me eating a hamburger and ice cream last night, but I'm paying for it today. And so now, three different ways we can use oils. Did anybody smell anything when they came in? These these run 24/7 in my house. I usually have one downstairs. I have one upstairs. The neat thing about the oils are they're so light, they literally bounce off of the air molecules, and they go everywhere. I'll give you a really funny story. There was a teacher that decided she didn't want her children to be sick, so she started diffusing On Guard. That's what's in these. And for 6 months, her children wasn't sick in school. And there was not one sick child, you know, because they were breathing that for 8 hours a day when they were in her classroom. Had a teacher's meeting, and the science teacher was like, I don't understand what's going on. She says, I cannot get nothing to grow in my Petri dishes. The teacher goes, oh, no, I'm so sorry. The science class was three doors down from her classroom, and it was bouncing down there and killing the microorganisms in her Petri dishes. So aromatic, it's wonderful. You can breathe it. And I have an amazing oil. It's called Breathe. Breathe has eucalyptus in it. Here, I'll just read what it has. It has laurel leaf, peppermint, eucalyptus, ravensara, melaleuca. So melaleuca is killing all your viruses and bacterias. Now, I'll tell you what you need to do with this. You take and you put one drop on your hand or two, and you rub it together. And then you're going to make a cone like this, and you're going to put this hand over here, and you're going to breathe it in. Really deep, and hopefully nobody will watch through the window and figure out what we're doing. Okay? Takes you back to the 60s, huh? So you breathe that in three times. You can also breathe it in through your nose. You can go ahead and start. I love sleeping underneath an open window with a fan on me. Just love it. First morning I wake up, I'm all congested. Second morning I wake up, total raw throat. Third morning I wake up, sinus infection, full-blown sinus infection, yellow-green stuff coming out, right? So I thought, okay, I'll put this to the test. So I put one drop on and I rub it three times through the mouth, three times through the nose right before I go to bed. Next morning I do the exact same thing. For the last 3 months I've slept underneath an open window. And it does, yes. This one is Breathe that I'm passing around, okay? But any of your oils you can diffuse aromatically. You can use lavender in your room at night, you know, for that calm, peaceful sleep. You can use On Guard. I keep On Guard in my house running in like this time of the season because of the viruses and stuff that's coming in. I'm killing all of that, all those airborne pathogens in my home so we don't get sick in my home. You want to be, you got kids like do a citrus blend or do citrus. And that will uplift their moods, you know. I mean, just whatever you want, whatever your need is what oil you would want to use to diffuse that. So, moving on. So we can diffuse all of these. I have a new perfume. This perfume is called Citrus Bliss. What? Citrus Bliss. It's amazing. I put a drop here and a rub here. And it smells so good. And literally, yesterday evening, somebody said something. He's like, is that you? And I'm like, I don't know. Is it? And they could still smell the citrus bliss on me from that. And it just, not only am I happy, everybody around me is happy. And so I like it a lot. So moving on. So we talked about breathe on babies. Giovanni, asthmatic. I can't get him to breathe the stuff. He refuses. So I rub it on his throat, and I rub it on his chest, right across his nose real quick. And then I'll put it on the bottom of his feet. Why do we put oils on the bottom of the feet? Large pores. Also, all of our nerve endings are there. It'll send it to the place it needs to go really quickly. And so also, babies, put it on the bottom of the feet. Very unlikely they're going to get it in their eyes. Oils, I don't care what oil it is, you get it in your eyes, it burns. Tell me again. What is in breathe? I read it just a second ago. Let me look again. Breathe has. They also bounce. Laurel leaf, peppermint, eucalyptus, ravensara, and melaleuca. And lemon. Thank you, Sarah. Okay, we can also apply it topically. How many people deal with muscle joint pain? This has become my friend. I met an amazing chiropractor Mother's Day, and he did x-rays on me and found out that the reason that this hurts right here is because this is out. So I used to be able to lay down on the floor like this, and my back wouldn't touch my arms. My back would not touch my arms. And that's because I had such a huge curve right here. That's because my whole pelvis was pointed this way when I stood up like this, and you see that bend. So, since Mother's Day, he's been taking and putting my pelvis back like it's supposed to be. So I stand up nice and tall now instead of like this. And my muscles has not liked me. And so they have screamed. This whole area back here has screamed. I put this on first thing in the morning, around 5 o'clock when I start feeling again, and around bedtime, and I've had absolutely no pain. Literally.
And it's called
I use that much. And that's all you need. If you use any more than that, you're literally wasting it. Who hurts? Where do you hurt at?
Right.
And see that? That's that whole area right there.
What's it called?
This is called Deep Blue.
You'll have to give a report before we leave.
That's right. I don't know if I still have the oil or not. I can get back with you and tell you everything that Deep Blue has in it, because it has, this is also in a cream base. So, and it smells wonderful. It smells like wintergreen. Here, pass that around. And so, literally, just a pea size is all you need. And like I said, you use more than that, you waste it. I think I have another bottle in here. I do.
Did you say glycerin based?
Tell me again.
Did you say glycerin?
It is glycerin based, yes, ma'am. No. And another cool thing about it, all of these oils are kosher oils, so there's nothing, are all kosher oils.
Is this kosher?
Yes, that is kosher. So any joint pain you have, muscle pain you have, knees, whatever, this is amazing for it. And you put it on and it's gone. Okay, so there we talked about Deep Blue a little bit. Amazing for arthritis. It does not relieve carpal tunnel. It actually, and I can't use this word very loud, heals carpal tunnel. Heals it. That's another thing about essential oils versus modern medicine. Modern medicine takes care of, heals, oils do what? Gets to the bottom of the problem and takes care of that. And so that's why another reason for the oils. Now, just a real fast thing on that. The little FDA thing, we do not prevent, treat, or cure. Okay? So what prevents disease? What prevents disease? Doctors?
Nutrition.
There you go. Who said it?
Nutrition.
What else? What about the way we eat? The way we take care of ourselves? Our prayer life? Our spiritual life, as far as our emotions are concerned? The way we exercise? Our thought patterns? The way we sleep? The way we get out in the sun? Get out in nature? Okay? This is what prevents disease. Who treats disease? Doctors, what do they treat? They treat the symptoms and fix the broken parts. Okay? Now, what heals?
Yahweh.
How does Yahweh heal your body? Let's go back to the beginning. What prevents disease? Because everything in the end is taught, just like Brad Scott says, at the beginning. Okay? So, the way you eat. I already had the disease. I already had fibromyalgia, right? So how did I get rid of fibromyalgia? I became a strict raw vegan. The 27th of December, 2 years ago, I was on the SAD diet, standard American diet. The 28th, I said, I've had enough. Now, ask my husband. Being type A personality helps a lot, but I went raw vegan. Now, for the next 10 days, I hurt worse than I have ever, ever, ever hurt in my life. But after I got past that, I started healing. I went back in May to the doctor because everybody, all the naysayers, oh, but what about your protein? Oh, but what's your B12? Or what about this? And what about that? So, you know, I thought, well, you know, maybe I need to go back and check that out. I went in. They did. Now, I had COPD also, 50% blocked on either side. Once you have COPD, you always have COPD, okay? The next phase after COPD, emphysema. The next phase after emphysema, death. Okay? So that's where my life was going. So I went back. They did a pulmonary function test on me, took me back to the room. In a few minutes, they come back. They do another pulmonary function test on me with a different tech, take me back, and here in just a few minutes, here comes Becky, my doctor, jumping up and down. She says, I don't know what you're doing. She says, but keep on doing it. She says, you didn't fill those 10 prescriptions that I gave you last September, did you? And I said, no. No, I didn't. She says, I can tell. Now, three of those prescriptions were so that this prescription and this prescription wouldn't fight. Okay? So they were buffer prescriptions. So I told her what I had done, and I had went raw vegan. And she says, for the first time in my life, I've never, ever, ever done this before. She says, but I undiagnosed you with COPD, and I undiagnosed you with fibromyalgia. I no longer have it. Now, with that, I go, and I get stupid, and I come to Sukkot. And everybody else is eating hamburgers and bread with gluten in it and sugar and ice cream. And I eat it. I pay the consequences for it. But I pick my battles now. And I know where my borderlines are. And if I choose to have this ice cream that has white sugar in it, I know that the next day I'm going to hurt. So then I run to my essential oils. So now, again, specific to CPTG is you can take them orally. If you can't stand the taste of them, you can put them in I wouldn't put them in a gel capsule, I'd put them in a vegan capsule. You can put them underneath your tongue, subliminal or sublingual. You can do subliminal too, I guess. But sublingual will get straight in really quick. And then, or like I said with the peppermint, you can drink it in the water and get it into your system. Amazing. I've already talked to you about the digestive system. Yes, sir.
Can you add it to hamburgers and ice cream?
You can. It'd be awesome. Or you can take it right before and right after, which helps a whole bunch too. So,
but the oils are subject to taking them internally, is like anything else. The hot oils.
Oh yeah.
Be careful, because they will be hot.
Yeah. Yeah. Clove, cinnamon, peppermint. Yeah, they're pretty warm. So, lemon. Does anybody know what lemon does?
That's your pH.
One, it does. Very good. Okay, but what does lemon do overall? I just want you to pass that down. It cleanses. It cleanses. Ever heard of using lemon in your kitchen to clean everything? Okay, you put lemon in your body. It's not going to do much now, but start watching that cup right there. One thing that's cool about this essential oils, the lemon, is that it takes care of petrochemicals. Petrochemicals is something that if you watch, you see what it's doing yet?
Oh, it's eating a hole in your cup.
So petrochemicals is something that you get when you drink hot liquids in styrofoam cups from Quick Trip or any other store. You go to the gas station, you fill up your tank with gas, you're breathing in petrochemicals, you drive behind the car, and the fuel from the exhaust is petrochemicals, okay? So we're getting petrochemicals in our bodies all the time. When a petrochemical goes into your body, it's considered a toxin, and it's going there, and it's going to attack one of our vital organs. Our body knows this, and the amazing body that our Heavenly Father has created, when these toxins come in, lipids wrap around it, and they stick it in a fat cell. Right here. And so it puts it in this fat cell, and it's to protect. That's our body's protection. Lemon will go in and dissolve all the petrochemicals, then you'll be able to release that fat cell, okay? So it's a cleanser. A lot of people that struggle with ears, hearing, a lot of times petrochemicals are building up in your ears and is causing the clogness and the lack of hearing. Yes, sir?
Have you heard that lemon is actually 1,000 times more powerful anti-cancers than any other product?
Very much so. R2 essential oils for anti-cancers, you can look this up in PubMed.gov, is frankincense and lemon. Yes?
I had a situation with the spikenard oil. I don't hate the spikenard.
Spikenard?
I had a precancerous place on my nose, and I had it taken off, and I had it done by my doctor, and I went home and I found in my books that the spikenard oil was good for cancer, skin cancer. Mm-hmm. So when I still have the open sore on my nose, I rubbed the oil on there right after she got done cutting it off, and within 2 days it was completely healed.
Mm-hmm.
I went back to her for my checkup, and she said, mm-hmm.
No,
I want that oil for my
husband. Awesome. Yeah. Yes, Mr. Bridges.
Lemon works well because lemon raises your pH
level.
This is a quick note. I'll give you one example. Dr. Otto Warburger, I believe the year is 1957, Nobel Peace Prize for not proving cancer is not only preventable, it's curable and reversible. And the basic scheme for a short time going in her is pH level. Cancer cannot live in a pH level 5.5 or above.
Everybody see the cup?
Other Nobel Peace Prize is given proving the same thing. It hasn't reached our medical community for some reason.
I can see you now. Yeah, so there it is. It's dissolving the petrochemicals. So there's a nice cold and flu thing. I would put it in a capsule, 4 drops of lemon, 2 drops of oregano. I'll talk to you about the On Guard and the Melaleuca in a capsule. Pop it down, you're good to go. Okay, so let's talk about antioxidants. Oxygen radical absorption capacity is how they tell how many antioxidants are in food. Now, first of all, what is an antioxidant? Where are we at on time?
11:39.
Okay. What is an antioxidant?
An antioxidant
detoxifies. Hello?
I hate people.
turn your cell phones off.
I know. And so. I know.
Antioxidants consume free radicals.
Thank you. Free radicals are cells that have mutated, have broke off, is a remnant of another cell, and they go around and they attack your immune system, they attack your muscles, they attack your other cells, and don't make us beautiful no more. And so antioxidants go in there and scarf up all these free radicals that's going crazy in your body. Okay? Yes?
Are you allowed to say the difference between
come talk to me afterwards. Okay. Am I allowed to talk about the difference between my oils and other oils out there? I discussed some of that about the certified pure therapeutic grade. Were you here on that?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. Okay. I just come talk to me after class. Yeah, we've discussed that. So, what is a food that is high in antioxidants? Blueberries. Everybody says blueberries. Okay, so carrots have 250. Blueberries have 2,500. Wow. You ever heard of the whiffberry in China? Okay, there's supposed to be another zero on there. 25,000 is a whiffberry. Clove? Who knew clove was an antioxidant? 1,078,000. So, 1 ounce of clove oil has the value of 400 pounds of carrots or 27 quarts of blueberry. Now,
is that an ounce or a drop?
That's an ounce. Okay. Now, how many walked in and said, oh, wow, it smells good in here? What did you smell? You smelled clove and cinnamon. Cinnamon is third on the auric scale.
Third
on the auric scale. Our On Guard has clove and cinnamon in it. So it kills airborne pathogens. I was talking about that. You take it internally for the immune system. It tastes yummy, yummy, yummy. Put a little bit of stevia in it. It's really good. Prevents cold and influenza. So it's just a great thing to have in the fall when everything's starting to breathe and On Guard, they're my friends. And so, now, some safety. Never, ever, 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 ever put oils in your eyes, up your nose, or inside your ear canal. Those are the only three places you cannot put oils. Now, I know somebody will go, but you said to put Melaleuca in your ear. Yes, I did. Put it on a cotton ball and put it right inside. Do not put oils, drip oils down into the ear canal. Okay? Yes?
What's the emergency protocol if it should accidentally take place?
A carrier oil. Never dilute with water. Never, ever dilute with water. Use a carrier oil. And if you don't have a carrier oil, go get some vegetable oil out of your cabinet or coconut oil or olive oil or whatever. Any type of oil will... Grapeseed oil is a good one. Yes, yes. And all of those will... I'm going to say dilute, but when I say dilute, it's going to take the sting out of it. It actually does not dilute the actual properties of. Okay? So when you use peppermint oil straight on your skin, on the back of your neck, or you use peppermint oil in with the coconut oil, you're going to get the exact same effect. You're going to have the same potency. It's just going to feel a whole lot better. And so, all right?
Anybody with children or wives with husbands, if you have oil, keep a carrier oil because... Kids, it even like she puts it on his chest. Yeah. He's learned because he's burned it a few times, but they'll go like this and then like this. She comes in and tells me, oh, honey, can you put this right here? So I go like that, and then I walk outside and I get sweaty. I go like that, and so you got to keep it there.
Yeah, yeah. So we keep carrier oils really close because of that. Giovanni, I was putting peppermint on the bottom of his feet and on his chest, and he goes, Nana, does this lid go on here? Now, it wouldn't have been quite so bad if Mom wasn't there, but Mom was there, and then he rubbed it into his eyes, and he just started screaming. So you just take cotton ball with a little bit of oil and just keep rubbing, and eventually it'll quit hurting. So it doesn't burn physically. It feels like it's burning, okay? So it doesn't hurt you in any way. Okay, so, but again, I tell you, any oil, it doesn't matter what oil it is, you get it in your eyes, it's going to sting and it's going to hurt. So, unless you use it on the inside of your mouth, like on a tooth or something like that, I probably wouldn't dilute it then, but any other time I would. So what's our hot oils? Clove? Cinnamon? Peppermint? Cassia? Sometimes. Birch? Birch can burn. Oregano, very hot. Thyme, very hot. Okay? So those are our hot oils. Lavender? Nah. So, application methods we discussed. Then a lot of times you hear, has anybody heard neat? You can apply it neat. It just means you can apply it full force. It's also sensitive for, you know, you might want to do it half and half, and then there's actually dilute that you'd really want to put it on. A lot of times, Giovanni, when I put it on the back of his neck, 9 times out of 10, he comes back and says, Nana, it's hot, hot. And so I'll just take and put a couple more drops of that on there, and he's done. He's good to go. So, questions. Wow, we finished.